Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
Now, somebody else who's one of a kind, Hans Brauer, was born in Vienna, Austria, to a Jewish father and a Christian mother. He became a shepherd, a singing shepherd. In fact, he became a Yiddish singing shepherd. Brauer sings to his sheep and to his fellow Austrians. He says his songs make the sheep happy, but they make some Austrians uncomfortable. Brauer was featured in the book Schlepping Through the Alps by American Sam Appel. Matthew Brunwasser schlepped along with Brauer and his 900 sheep in the Austrian Alps.
With traditional shepherd's crook in hand, Hans Brauer watches over his flock, nibbling away on an idyllic alpine meadow here in the Jogelland region of the Austrian Alps.
Hey! Hey! I don't know.
Brauer sings a Yiddish tune, as he often does during his yearly migration with his sheep across the Alps. But in contrast to the majesty of the mountain scenery, the song is not uplifting. Brauer wrote this song about an Austrian town called Judenburg, German for Jew's castle. Brauer sings about how the locals deny any connection with Jews, despite the name and historical Jewish settlement there. Even the official town seal is a caricature of a Jew from the Middle Ages, with a pointy hat, a beard, and a crooked nose.
I realized as a child that in this country there was never any denazification. My mother was in the resistance against Hitler. She was tortured by the Gestapo. And when I was a child, I remember she met one of her torturers in the streets of Vienna.
The man who tortured his mother lived freely, Brauer says, because Austria never cleansed itself of its Nazi era, never accepted responsibility for its enthusiastic embrace of Hitler. Brauer, whose father is Jewish, still feels the crimes of the past in Austria today.
I did not at all want to be part of this society.
And by singing Yiddish folk songs, both traditional and new compositions, Brauer says in between orders to his sheepdog, he can still raise politically uncomfortable questions.
Most of the people in this country, they say, oh, stop talking about this past. You know? And they spoke like this already when I was a child in the early 60s. They always say this, oh, let the past sleep.
Deine Orphanen. Wie die Graseln, deine Augen schön, wie Oaseln, deine Zinderlech, wie die Mitbärstern, sie's Leben hob dich gern.
With his music, Brauer is determined to not let Austria forget the Jewish culture which once thrived here.
I have founded a band named Wanderer. Because I feel that I'm a wanderer between cultures, like city, urban culture, and very old countryside culture.
Wanderer also crosses musical cultures. His six-piece group features two Turkish musicians and a variety of Central European musical influences. Klezmer, gypsy, and traditional Yiddish songs.
Together we bring these Jewish roots together with East European and Turkish way of music.
Yiddish, the language of the Ashkenazi or European Jews, is key to the message of Wanderer. The archaic form of German, written with Hebrew letters, was a living language until World War II. Most Austrians living today have never heard it before, and Brauer says they're fascinated. Yiddish singing also comes in handy up here on the mountain.
The sheep, they like it, and they will eat much better and follow better with singing.
Roaming the Alps makes his lamb taste better, Brauer swears. He says you can taste the alpine meadows in the meat and the pristine mountain water. Brauer clearly feels more comfortable here. High above the bad history, he feels everywhere in the valleys below. For the world, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, the Jogelland, Austria.
I don't know.